The Japanese had become so security conscious, they not only removed their dead when possible, but sometimes even picked up their expended brass, just as we did on a rifle range. Sometimes all we found were blood stains on the ground where one had been killed or wounded. They removed everything they could, when possible, to conceal their casualties. But when they removed even empty cartridge cases, and we found only tracks, we got an eerie feeling, as though we were fighting a phantom enemy. During their battle on the Motobu Peninsula in April, Marines of the 6th Division had seen evidence of increased security consciousness on the part of the Japanese, but we had seen nothing like it on Peleliu, and Guadalcanal veterans had told me nearly every Japanese they field-stripped had a diary on him. The same was said about Gloucester. After sitting out another thunderous barrage of friendly artillery fire, the three of us shouldered our weapons and moved along the ridge to rejoin Company K. Once together, our company formed into extended file and headed westward toward the regimental right flank. I lost track of the date as we moved about for several days. The shell-blasted terrain was treeless and increasingly low and flat. We dug in, were shelled off and on, and were thoroughly bewildered as to where we were, other than we were said to be still somewhere in Wana Draw. Shuri loomed to our left front. About that time, Bergen was wounded. He was hit in the back of the neck by a shell fragment. Fortunately, he wasn't killed. Bergen was a Texan and as fine a sergeant as I ever saw. He was a Gloucester veteran whose luck had run out. We would miss him from the mortar section and were delighted when he returned later after 18 days of convalescence. The weather turned cloudy on 21 May and the rains began. By midnight, the drizzle became a deluge. It was the beginning of a 10-day period of torrential rains. The weather was chilly and mud was everywhere. We slipped and slid along the trails with every step we took. While the 1st Marine Division was fighting the costly, heartbreaking battle against the Wana positions, the 6th Marine Division, on the right and slightly forward, had been fighting a terrible battle for Sugarloaf Hill. Sugarloaf and the surrounding pieces of prominent terrain, the Horseshoe and Half Moon, were located on the main ridge running from Naha to Shuri. Like Wana, they were key Japanese defensive positions in the complex that guarded the Shuri Heights. During the morning of 23 May, the boundary between the 1st Marine Division and the 6th Marine Division shifted to the right, west, so the latter could rearrange its lines. The 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines went into line on the right to take over the extended front.